Javier Milei threatens to sanction companies drilling for oil near British Falkland Islands. By Christian K. Caruso on September 4, 2026. President of Argentina Javier Milei on Thursday threatened to impose sanctions on oil companies operating on or near the Falkland Islands, a British territory that Argentina insists has been rightfully Argentine for nearly two centuries. The prospective sanctions are part of a broader set of measures Milei announced during a government broadcast to exercise our sovereignty over the Falkland Islands on Thursday night. Some of the measures include the construction of a new naval base in the Tierra del Fuego province, the establishment of a National Security Council, and modernizing Argentine military equipment. Milei signed some of the measures into law through a necessity and urgency decree, DNU, the local equivalent of an executive order. DNUs go into effect immediately but are subject to congressional review at a later date for ratification or rejection. Milei also sent an urgent national sovereignty defense bill to Congress on Friday to implement the announced sanctions and broaden the nation's legal sanctions framework. The Falkland Islands are a South American archipelago that was uninhabited until British sailors arrived in the 1600s, with no record of indigenous people on the island prior to the British arrival. Since then, the Falklands have been part of the United Kingdom. However, for nearly 200 years, Argentina has maintained a territorial claim over the Falklands, which have now become an intrinsic part of its history and national identity. The Milei administration, and virtually all preceding governments regardless of ideology, have fueled the long-standing dispute over the island despite an overwhelming majority of the island's inhabitants democratically choosing to remain part of the UK in the past. The small population of the Falklands is overwhelmingly ethnically British and Anglophone. In recent days, the Argentine government has taken to complaining about Sea Lion, a joint British-Israeli offshore oil and gas project about 140 miles north of the Falkland Islands, within the North Falkland Basin. Per Navitas Petroleum, one of the companies involved in the project, its first oil operations are planned for March 2028. Speaking to The Nation on Thursday night, the Argentine president claimed the United Nations requested both Argentina and the UK to not carry out unilateral actions including the exploitation of natural resources until the controversy is resolved, suggesting this request would block the planned oil project. Milei accused the UK of having systematically failed to comply with the alleged decades-old UN request, deeming the Sea Lion project an incentive for Britain to deepen its occupation of the islands. Milei prefaced his announcements by stating that the Falklands are Argentine, by history, and by law. There is no debate on this matter. According to the Argentine president, the islands have been part of Argentine territory since its founding. In 1833, the United Kingdom occupied the Falkland Islands, expelled the Argentine authorities, and established a colonial regime that continues to this day, Milei affirmed. This means that the islanders, as a population settled in a usurped territory, have no legitimate right to self-determination, and that any argument based on referendums held on the islands is invalid. Milei appeared to be referring to the return of British authority to the Falklands in 1833 after a brief and turbulent period in which French, Spanish, Argentine, and American figures all made fleeting appearances in the region. The restoration of British rule in 1833 was documented to have been non-violent in nature, though Buenos Aires authorities verbally protested it. Watch. Milei pointed out that the United Nations recognizes the existence of the territorial dispute between Argentina and the UK, making the Malvinas, the Argentine term for the Falkland Islands, cause a national issue that does not belong to a government or political party. The Argentine president cited recent statements issued by President Donald Trump indicting that the United States is reviewing its position on the Falklands. Milei attributed Trump's remarks to winds of change in the world that allegedly favor the Argentine dispute over the territory. This threat is not to be taken lightly. The United States is considering this shift in position because it knows that in Argentina it has a reliable partner, aligned with Western values, in a strategically important location, that can be a valuable ally in the decades to come. Without that, none of this would be possible, Milei asserted. The Argentine president described his country as a nation with natural resources in a strategic geographical position that is not affected by the uncontrolled migration-caused violence and national security problems that Europe now faces. He then compared Argentina's situation to the decline of the United Kingdom. If we assess the structural conditions in the United Kingdom, however, we see that it is facing multiple crises related to migration, demographics, and the economy, for which there is hardly any solution. It is clear that the country is on a path of decline. Argentina, on the other hand, has a bright future and will prevail, Milei stated. Watch, the UK is a mess. Man gets arrested for sharing fuck Hamas meme. President Milei called upon those who say they are friends of Argentina to not look the other way on the matter, emphasizing to local politicians that they may discuss anything else, such as his ways in politics, but that the Falklands cause demands unity among Argentines, as the Malvinas are above any political difference. Because this claim is just. Because the islands are ours and were taken from us. And because they are essential to Argentina's future in the coming decades, Milei said. Per Reuters, the companies involved in the Sea Lion project stated on Friday that the recent developments are not expected to have material effect on the project, including the timetable for its completion. The government of the United Kingdom reaffirmed its commitment to the Falkland Islands on Friday, with British Defence Secretary Wes Streeting attributing Milei's remarks to domestic politics. The long-standing dispute led to Argentina engaging in a 74-day war against the United Kingdom in 1982, prompted by the military junta in charge at the time, resulting in a catastrophic defeat for the South American nation. The dispute briefly retook the spotlight in July during the 2026 FIFA World Cup. At the time, members of the Argentine national soccer team held the flag that read the Malvinas or Argentine after Argentina defeated England in the World Cup semi-finals, despite FIFA's ban on messages of a political nature such as the Falklands dispute. The situation prompted then UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer to demand an explanation from FIFA into the matter, with the British government stating, "The World Cup might not be ours, but the Falkland Islands definitely are." Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.